In Perek Chav Zayin, in chapter 27, the Alter Rebbe begins to explain how the Beinoni, if he's having sadness, if he's feeling sad because of unholy thoughts and unholy tendencies that occur to him in his heart and in his mind, involuntarily, that this sadness has to be rejected completely, because it is not coming from a godly place, it is coming from an ungodly place. The truth is that from the godly point of view, the person should be happy rather than sad, because he's fulfilling the commandment, V'loisasuru achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem, to not follow the temptations of the mind, of the eyes and the heart, asher atem zeinim achareihem, by whom you are tempted. You're led astray. And this statement is addressed to the Beinoni, because the Beinoni's heart and the Beinoni's eyes lead him astray, whereas with the Tzaddik, his heart and his eyes lead him only to godliness. So this commandment not to follow the dictates of the heart or the temptations of the heart and the eyes is a statement to the Beinoni. So when he is tempted, when his eyes are not holy and his heart is not holy, they tempt him to go astray. And then he refuses, he rejects the thought, and he rejects the tendency or the temptation, then he is fulfilling this commandment. And in fulfilling a commandment, one is supposed to do with joy, supposed to be happy. And although he's avoiding a sin and not doing a positive mitzvah, but the Gemara says that one who sits and doesn't sin, sits through the temptation and refuses to sin, it's as if he had performed a positive mitzvah. And so he has to be happy in that he is successfully fulfilling this commandment. And what's more is that the sadness comes from arrogance, from a failure to recognize his true position, his true standing, and that is that he is very far from the category of Beinoni, of Tzaddik, and that he is a Beinoni. Not that he thinks he is a Tzaddik. It's just that he thinks that he is close enough to becoming a Tzaddik that he is disappointed when he finds that he still has thoughts and feelings that a Tzaddik certainly wouldn't have. And this is because he doesn't recognize his place. A person desires and is disappointed only if he doesn't have that which could realistically be his. The poor man could be disappointed and upset with himself that he doesn't have a decent meal. But he can't be upset with himself that he doesn't have a palace. Because that's beyond him. That's beyond his realm. So if the Beinoni would recognize that his Aveda is to fight the temptation to resist being a Rasha, and becoming a Tzaddik is completely beyond his reach, then he wouldn't be upset or disappointed when he finds that he is not a Tzaddik. Instead, the Beinoni does have unholy thoughts, and he rejects those unholy thoughts, and he pushes them out of his mind, he averts them from his mind, and thereby he fulfills this commandment. Now the Beinoni might ask, it's true that I fulfill the commandment, and I'll gladly fulfill the commandment any number of times, but what's the point? When you push away a Yetzer Hara, you expect that you're free of it, that you'll be rid of it. And here he sees that the same Yetzer Hara keeps coming back. So what am I accomplishing, he asks. And in today's Shia, the Rebbe begins to explain what is accomplished, the great accomplishment that comes from subduing Klippa, even though you're not undoing it. On page 356, for the fourth of Adar, in chapter 27. And with each resistance, with each rejection, that the Beinoni rejects the unholy thought and pushes it out of his mind, iskaf yasitra achra lesato, the klipa, the unholiness, here below, is subdued, ubisarusa delesate sarusa deleelo, and when there's an initiative here below, there is an equal reaction above, it produces an arousal above, and iskafia sitra achra dula elo, so above also, in the source of klipa, there too it is subdued. Hamagbiya atma kanesha, the klipa that rises like an eagle in arrogance. L'kaya mashakosuv, and there is the fulfillment of that which it says, im tagbiya kanesha, mishom eritchon u'm Hashem. That God says that if klipa will rise like an eagle, from there God will bring it down. And this is in response to the initiative below. When a person here below brings down, subdues his own klipa, his yetzer hara, that causes the Eibishter to do the same from above, that he subdues all of klipa. The Zehar marvels at the greatness of the enjoyment and the pleasure that God has when the unholiness, when the Sitra Achra below is suppressed, is subdued. Because God's glory, God's honor rises and is elevated over and above everything else, more than any other kind of praise. And this rising is greater than all else. In other words, God's honor is elevated more through the subduing of klipa than through davening or praising God or singing his praises. And therefore the person should not feel dejected and should not feel terribly bad, even if he will spend the rest of his days in this battle. Alter Rebbe says, "Le'yeda levovei ma'ed," he shouldn't feel very bad, because to some, he has to feel bad. If he didn't feel bad, he wouldn't reject the thought. He has to feel bad about the thought, but he shouldn't feel bad about the fact that he's in the battle with the thought, that it keeps coming back. So even if he spends the rest of his life engaged in this battle, he shouldn't feel bad, ki ulai lekach nivra, because possibly this is the purpose for his creation, for his existence, v'zei savidosei, and this is the service that he can offer God, lachfaya l'sitra achatamit, to constantly be subduing the klipa. V'alzei amar iyev, and it's concerning this, the fact that a beinoni might spend his life fighting off unholy thoughts, concerning this Iyev said, Barosa Rishoyim. Iyev said, you created wicked people. You created the Rasha. And the Alter Rebbe asked in the beginning of Tanya, how can Iyev say that God created the righteous, the tzaddikim, and God created the Rasha, when this is supposed to be something that a person chooses by his freedom of choice? So what it means that God created a tzaddik, that Alter Rebbe explained earlier, that a tzaddik doesn't have a yetzer hara, it's a different kind of neshama, and God does create that kind of a person. And now Alter Rebbe explains, what does it mean that God created the rasha? Because he's not referring to a literal rasha. He's referring to a person who has thoughts and tendencies like the Rasha. Now the fact that the Beinoni rejects the thought, that's his freedom of choice. But to not have an unholy thought, that's not part of freedom of choice. That's part of the created condition. And so as far as the creation is concerned, God created two kinds of people. He created people with Yetzer Hara, and he created people without Yetzirah. The Beinoni is not a created condition, because the Beinoni is created like a Rasha, and through his freedom of choice, he rejects those thoughts. So it's not that God created people to be wicked. He created people with a Yetzirah, and then gave them freedom of choice to reject the Yetzirah. but not be able to ever free themselves of that Yetzirah. So, V'loi Shiyu Yerushayim Be'emes Chas V'Shalim, it doesn't mean that God created people that they should be sinful, Elo She'yagiya Aleihem K'maisa HaRushayim B'machshavtam, but rather that they should experience in their thought V'Hirhuram B'Vad, and in their mind alone, the condition of the Rasha. V'Heim Yiyu Nulchamim Tamit, and they will battle with it. They will use their freedom of choice in response to these unholy thoughts, lahasiach daitamehem, to remove them, these thoughts, from their mind, kedei lahachfaya l'sita achra. And what is the point of having the unholy thought and then rejecting it? In order to subdue and weaken unholiness. V'vayuchlu levata mikol v'kol, but they won't be able to undo it or completely free themselves of the Yetzirah, ki ze nasa yidei tzaddikim, because that is another role, another service, another way of serving God, but that's done through the tzaddikim. And as the Alter Rebbe will explain in tomorrow's shiur, that the role of the Beinoni and the Aveda of the Beinoni is in a way higher and more precious than the Aveda of the tzaddik. In the Hayem Yom for the 4th of Adar, Adar Aleph, the Rebbe writes, Reishis ha'achona, the beginning of the preparation, lehisaskus b'sichlu miyunim, to delve into deep matters, deep subjects, or b'seichel aliki b'frat, and particularly if the deep subject is godly, a godly subject. So the beginning of the preparation, who? Aleph. Yigias Bosar Lahosir Hate Tufta Minyone Elam. The first thing is to work with the body, to make an effort with the body, to remove from it the pleasure and the delight from worldly things. And number two, Yigias Nefesh, an effort and a struggle with the soul, with the Nefesh, La'edir Hatuftam Bimuskolis Bukhwal, to arouse in the Nefesh a pleasure for Seichel in general, ubinyan elikus b'frat, and particularly an appreciation and a pleasure for godliness.